When Afghanistan fell to the Taliban in the summer of 2021, it happened quickly. So American troops and officials scrambled to evacuate more than 100,000 people, U.S. citizens, allies, persons threatened by the Taliban. You might recall seeing TV footage of Kabul airport, tens of thousands of mostly Afghans desperately trying to squeeze through the gates to fly out. Well, there's a new book out centering on an Afghan mother, a woman's rights activist, and a young American diplomat in Kabul. Their lives would intersect at the chaotic airport. The title of the book is The Secret Gate by Mitchell Zukov. He's an author and journalism professor at Boston University. Mitch Zukov, very good to have you.
Thank you, Scott.
So a lot of Americans have seen the footage of the chaotic American pullout of Kabul airport. The political finger-pointing continues down here in Washington. What made you want to tell the human side of this story, these two human lives?
I thought that was the best way to sort of help us understand what exactly was happening on the ground. We can talk about the 124,000 people rescued, but until you get to know Sam Aronson, one young American diplomat who volunteers for this duty, and Omera Khadiri, this remarkable human rights and women's rights advocate and author, you won't really be able to attach yourself to the people and the chaos. It becomes a mass of individuals rather than the stories of people who you can identify with and learn what they were up to.
Omera Khadiri, let me ask you to talk about her first. Sketch out for us her early life story.
Sure. As a young girl during the Russian occupation, her family had to flee to Iran. Her father was fighting the Russians. And then when the Taliban come in the late mid-90s, there's an attempt to force her to marry a Taliban commander. And then she goes into a marriage that she hopes is going to be successful. She has a child, and her husband decides he's going to take a second wife. And over this time, she embodies everything that we hoped for Afghan women. She's become educated. She's become independent. And so she stands up for herself against her husband and says no, she won't allow him to take a second wife. And he summarily divorces her and takes her child from her and tells him, Siavash is the boy's name, that his mother is dead. And she fights to get him back. She regains custody. And now it's August of 2021. She's a leading women's rights advocate and author. And she's going to spend her life in Afghanistan, she hopes, advocating for other women.
And picking up from there, as you say, that the Taliban are returning to power in the summer of 2021. For Omera, what are the choices before her? I mean, what does it mean to stay? What does it mean to go?
To stay means to expose herself likely to death. There was a list that was formed by non-governmental organizations of women at risk, and it ended up having more than 3,000 names, and she was one of the first 20 names on this list. That's how big the target was on her back. But leaving meant leaving behind her family, her elderly parents. She was a public figure, a success, and so she was hesitant to leave, but she knew staying very likely meant death.
So in the middle of this chaos, Omera ends up at Kabul airport, where she crosses paths with the other main character in your book, Sam Aronson, young American Foreign Service officer. How does he get to Afghanistan in the first place?
So Sam is home on leave after 2 years in Nigeria. He's a young junior diplomat, and he had an unusual background. He had been a bodyguard for the State Department in a kind of brief earlier career. And so he puts his hand up and says, I see the chaos. What you described earlier, Scott, of what was happening at the airport. They need me. I can help there. And so the State Department, he doesn't tell his parents he's going. His wife says, just make me three promises. You won't leave the airport, you won't do anything unnecessarily dangerous, and you won't be a hero. And of course, in short order, he's going to break all these promises.
Yeah, he ticks all those boxes in your book.
Yeah, because he gets there and he realizes there's no way they can process the tens of thousands of people fast enough to get them out in time for the deadline of America's last wheels-up plane leaving the airport. And then he realizes, well, I keep getting shifting orders. One day I can allow certain people in with extended families or who've sought a special immigrant visa. Next day I can't. And while he's there, while all this is happening, he has this really a crisis of conscience where he says, I can't keep doing this their way. that
their
point,
way, you mean the government way, the State Department rules?
Yes. I mean, the bureaucratic rules that are coming from Washington are really completely divorced from the real situation on the ground. And so he's finding himself tearing apart extended families, literally ripping them apart at Abbey Gate or at North Gate or at East Gate. And it's tearing him apart.
Speaking of Gate, let's talk about The Secret Gate, the title of your book. What is that gate, and how in the end did Sam Aaronson end up using that gate?
The CIA and the Delta Forces and some Afghan army officers realized that the main gates are so overrun, they're not going to be able to use them to bring in at-risk Afghans, American citizens, green card holders, intelligence assets. And so they open up this secret gate at the far western edge of the airport, down an unused service road that leads through a no man's land to a break in the wall. And from that point, they can bring in people with pretty high regularity because nobody realizes this is a place that they might be able to gain entry to the airport. And Sam is sent to this gate one morning to try to help bring in some Afghans who worked at the U.S. Embassy who were certainly going to face retribution by the Taliban. And he realizes this is the answer. I can follow my conscience here. And he was reluctant at first, but then he realizes I can use this secret gate to do off-book rescues outside the bureaucratic lines.
Mm. Off-book rescues. They've made movies about this. I mean, this is the opportunity, as he sees it, that's before him, or perhaps the thing I have to do.
Exactly. And he realizes he's going to break those promises he made to his wife. He's going to put his life and his career at risk. But at that point, he just knows he has to do what's right.
So eventually, tell us what happens between Sam and Omera. This is the last day of the U.S. evacuation, yeah?
Sure. Networks formed all over the world trying to reach people who were inside the airport to tell them about someone they had to save. And a network did form around Omera. Somehow, through a series of fortuitous events, an email reached Sam saying, there's this woman. And Sam was like, I can't, it's too late. But it's preying on him, and he calls back the contact and says, just give me her number. And he tells Omera, if you can come tonight and follow my instructions and get to this transit point outside the airport, I will find a way to get you.
And in the end, he finds her. I mean, how does he recognize her? How does that go?
It's almost a signal from boyhood summer camp. He uses a flashlight signal through his fingers in the darkness and uses a borrowed pair of night vision goggles to see her while he's talking to her on a cell phone, telling her to move toward the point where he can run into the street and grab her. There's gunfire going off, Afghan army officers, and he has to throw himself into the mix of this to grab Omera, her son Siavash, and she's a hero too. She insists on bringing her younger brother. She insists on bringing her laptop where her stories and her life is. And so they connect outside the gate, and he brings in Siavash, her son, and then Omera and her brother Jaber.
So where are they now?
Sam is back in Washington. He has ultimately left the State Department. He grew disillusioned after this. Omera is here, actually, in Greater Boston. She's doing a fellowship at Harvard. She's a brilliant woman. And Siavash is thriving in school and playing soccer, and it's a wonderful outcome.
And finally, Mitch, I mean, just what a great story and beautiful writing. What do you take away from this project? What lessons do you learn yourself?
It's a lesson we've all heard before, but I think it bears repeating that one person who's willing to take a risk and make sacrifices can make a difference even when systems fail. Sam proved that. Omera has proven that. And so the power of one person to do the right thing for the right reasons is unstoppable.
The book is The Secret Gate, a true story of courage and sacrifice during the collapse of Afghanistan. And the author is Mitchell Zukov. Mitch, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Scott.